Welcome to Swingers, the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle from hookups to anal hooks. Over 18s only. Definitely contains adult content. Welcome to episode 11, Spanksgiving. What we been up to then, Blush?
Well, I feel like my week's been better than yours, bless you.
Yeah, I've not been having a very good week. I had a little A&E trip on Sunday morning. And
I think we've decided that lack of sex,
that's what it is.
Lack of sex has sent you ill.
Vagina neglect has blocked one of my ears and caused me to have an infection. Yeah,
that's you've got an ear infection without sticking a dick in your ear.
I have. So if it does seem like I'm shouting tonight, it's because I genuinely can't hear a thing. And we've even had to swap positions. I'm normally on the left as a rule, and now I'm on the right, just so that I can hear what my co-host says to me. Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
Bless her, poor girl. She's had it hard this week, haven't you? Not in a way she normally likes.
No. Also, I don't know if you remember from a post, and we mentioned last week, I've got my Love Honey calendar.
I'm very jealous.
I know. So the 1st of December is very, very close. So I'm going to do a little daily post reveal. Do some little mini product reviews from beginning of December.
A busy girl.
Oh, I am busy anyway. I will make time for sex though. You know me.
Priorities.
Priority, yeah. Prioritise my day. So yeah, tune in for that. And what have you been up to then?
I got drunk and booked a holiday.
That sounds good. Good. Was it Maldives, you know, Bahamas?
I wish, no.
Amsterdam.
It's still in the UK, but just don't drink in Black Friday on your phone. I booked a holiday, went on Love Honey. It's like,
what presents
from, I don't even remember. A present for me, dear. From me.
I love that when you get random posts and you think, what is this? I can't remember ordering this because I've been drunk or really tired and random things turn up.
Normally go out and get that drunk, to be fair. Mm. So this is probably why.
Also got a new
silly things.
I also got a new ball gag. I don't know if people saw, and we got a little tribute, some little ducks made up, didn't we?
Did
a Gush and Blush duck. So just want to say a big thank you to Apollo for continuously helping us with our brand. I think he's decorated a bauble actually. He's going to be placing that somewhere with permission. In Southampton.
So if you find it, please do take a photo and send it in.
There may even be some of our stickers around there, so that'll be quite interesting to find out. And I'm looking forward to our next party. We'll go to a swingers party and sticker everywhere. Good fun.
Yeah.
Need to get that booked in. Well, it's looking to be January now, isn't it? But
yeah,
we will get
still being invited up north as well with them.
Yeah.
A bit of a mouthful of events.
It's a bit cold up north in the winter, I think.
You should.
No, mid-spring at least. We'll go up there so we're not like wearing like woolly clothes. So I would rather
wear... that's a kink somewhere.
No, I'd rather wear not a lot when we go. We need to, you know, represent.
Wear a nice big coat and then bam! Naked.
Yeah, flash a Mac.
Yeah, flasher Mac.
I own a flasher Mac, so...
That does not surprise me.
We could definitely take that. So we've had a bit of fan mail in the shape of a WhatsApp voice message. So I wasn't feeling very well, as I said at the beginning. And we had this message from a guy called Jordan, who is one of our fans. And he sent me this.
Hello, Gush. I think it's time for you to take your medication, you good little girl, you. Otherwise, the doctor will be very mad.
I mean, we do get some very interesting family.
Yeah. Jordan, I hate to disappoint you, but I'm not a good girl. I'm really not a good girl. But I really appreciate that. And I did feel the love. And we've also been getting, I've been getting quite a few messages on Fab, haven't I? Saying nice stuff. Do you want to read some of the comments out, Blush, I've sent you over the...
Well, I've only got one that you sent me, but it was nice. It said,
sent you loads.
I'm not a great podcast listener, but you guys have got me into it. I've been on Fab a while, but there is plenty I don't know, and you guys are filling in some gaps. And you do it in such a charming way too. I like the way you are introducing blush to new stuff and opening her eyes. Corrupting me more like.
She hasn't got
I'm going
choice.
To be a regular, I think. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
That was really nice. It was nice. It's nice to receive, you know, the comments, and because we just, I don't know, we enjoy it. We
I
like talking about.
Nickname this week as well, didn't I?
You got a nickname? Yeah. What was your nickname that you were
Swinging
given?
Sweetheart. Because I'm so polite.
Love that. You are. What was. Can you remember what my name was?
Scary Spice.
The bus stops. Scary Spice. She's saying I've been mean to her tonight, but actually, I think it's.
You're a bit of it mean to me.
Just remember what I've brought tonight. So I have
it's
brought.
Terrifying, yes.
A few of my spanking A's with me just for blush to experience, because you don't have any, do you?
What, spanking tools?
No.
I do not.
You
have a wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon, yeah. So you asked me what every single one of these was, didn't you?
Every day's a learning day with you, isn't it?
So my little challenge to you now is I want you to tell me what each of these are.
Okay. God, they're terrifying. Okay, this one.
Yeah, so this is the long one.
I don't know if you can... Oh,
whoa, careful.
My eye out.
Jesus.
That's what they all say.
Just do it into the empty space of the room.
That is a riding crop. I don't know if the listeners can hear it.
Oh, well done. 1 point. That is correct. That
terrifying
is a riding crop.
Number one. This, right, let me see if I can remember. Is this a flogger?
That's a flogger.
Yeah. Okay. This is a flogger. I don't think it's going to make sense.
So it's the rope one.
Ready? Oh, that does make noise.
Make noise. But it's, what is it? It's sort of rope on the end, so it's not as, it's quite a fine rope, so it's not too bad. Level two.
That is thicker than a shoelace. I want to say
trust me, you'll experience it soon. So you'll
Oh, will I now?
Yes.
This, I remember from
remember this one.
When your wife was on here with the little hearts on it. So this is a paddle, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
It is a paddle.
Okay, so that one doesn't make as much noise.
Yeah, beginner.
Beginner level.
It's definitely beginner.
This thing is absolutely fucking terrifying.
Evil. And I'm quite glad at the moment, it's not looking like it's going to be voted in. Because
this
it is
heavy as well.
It is heavy.
And it's got like proper things that dig into you on it.
It's got
not
like raised bits. So they're like diamonds, aren't they? Yeah, they're diamonds basically.
So
they're raised
bits.
What
is this called?
It's still a paddle, but it's a rubber paddle. So it's, shall we say, the expert level.
I would just... I mean,
I can't take many.
I'll take
that.
A photo of it to put on our socials, but this is against my hand. Honestly, I don't even want to hit my hand with it. It's so big. That's not the first time I've said that. Ready?
Yeah. So that was quite hard, actually. I'm quite impressed that you surprised that you did that.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
This week's episode is Spanksgiving, as a little nod to our neighbours across the Atlantic.
Yeah. And you put a poll on, a little question, didn't you, on Instagram?
I did.
Seeing how many people were into spanking.
Yeah.
I think it was quite high. It was more like, was it 88%, something like that?
Yeah, it was high up.
Really high.
Only a few people said no.
Yeah, which I understand that could be just
not their
preference, not their thing. And it's absolutely fine. But so spanking then is, I'd say, part of the BDSM world. It can be referred to impact play as well. I think it's important to definitely note some hints and tips when it comes to this, because there are certain places that you shouldn't spank, and it actually can be quite dangerous. So I think we'll start with that, and then we'll look at maybe what we can use, what could be used to spank.
I also think spanking isn't like a competition as to who can hit the hardest and things like that. Spanking is not it's not that kind of arena, is it?
Well, there's different levels to it. There's obviously people that are first trying it out and maybe gently and would go for level one things, you know, beginner. There is beginner, intermediate, and obviously advanced when it comes to spanking tools. And a hand, I think, was probably a good place to start, definitely.
There's different types of spanking as well, because I think you enjoy it for starters, mains and desserts, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
As, you know, a part of sex. And I think I quite like being spanked during sex as like an appreciation. Almost like a little round of applause on my ass.
Which is not necessarily that painful, is it? Because I think when you're being pleasured, you don't really feel the pain. Whereas I like to just...
Yours is a pain-driven pleasure.
Yeah.
And mine is a pleasure-driven pain.
That's it. Oh. Opposites. Ying That's and it. Yang.
We are.
Yeah. When I was spanked recently with the riding crop, which we'll talk about later, he was actually quite shocked about how... And bear in mind, he hadn't touched me any other slight way. It was just restrained with the body restraint, neck restraint, bent over and then just spanked. And then he, felt my pussy and it was absolutely soaked. He was like, oh my God. And I had like proper like red marks.
So there was no sexual touching. It was just... That it made you that wet just from being hit.
Yeah, and that's my masochist thing. And that's, I enjoy the pain element of it. And I do like it in between as well. And obviously, I don't think I'd be spanked after unless it was more of like a joke thing.
Yeah.
If I was being a bit bratty and, you know, said the wrong comment, and which I've done many a time. But yeah, definitely not. It's before for me, during. Not after, because...
Okay, so starters and mains.
Starters and mains, yeah. Pudding is a bit nicer. And this, we'll talk about this, because we've got, we've got some tips to go with it. We'll go for areas as well. So I think the main area is the bum, for most people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, spank from the bottom of the bum, but you spank sort of upward.
The fleshy area.
The fleshy area, yeah.
Some people quite like... I read the top of the thigh.
That again, you can do that, but that you need to be a bit more gentle. So you can go more full throttle on the arse than you can the back of the legs. That can be quite sore. Because I think you've got the bone there, haven't you? It's not as fleshy. So it depends. We're quite curvy. I think we could probably take a good whack or
something. I know. I was just like, it's like my arse has been in training its whole life for this. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But also, just above the bum, so where the hips are, that is definitely no go.
And because your kidneys are there as well, which is,
bone, absolutely. Kidneys, it's, a massive no-no. I would really, I've had the back of the bottoms of my feet spanked before, like with a riding crop. That was quite intense when you sort of hog-tied, legs in the air, and someone sort of spanking your feet. Have had my hands, the palm of my hand spanked, been made to sort of present my hand to someone and have it spanked just for like a little introduction. This is what you're getting. I'm like, oh, but yeah. And again, in a bit more extreme areas, not necessarily advised, certainly for beginner levels. Some people like to be spanked around the face, which is, but I think that's less common and more masochist tendencies. Definitely. So yeah, don't try that at home, guys. Unless you're probably in a really trusting place.
And it's mutually agreed.
Yeah, because that, again, there's a fine line, isn't it, between that and abuse. So you need to be careful. So what can be used for spanking? So traditionally, you've got the good old-fashioned palm of the five fingers. Your hand. So that's...
Yeah,
normally, I think starting point, gentle.
That's the only thing that I've ever had.
Yeah, which is nice. And it's nice during sex and you've been bent over doggy. Nice little, to the ass.
Yeah,
definitely good. But yeah, it's good to start off with that, because I guess you can feel with your hand how hard you're hitting.
There's more control there, isn't there?
Yeah.
When it's your own, or someone else's palm, obviously they can feel how hard they're hitting.
And if they're hitting you with something that they don't necessarily know, because you get a hand sting as well. So if you get a hand sting, chances are their arse is stinging as well. So that's, your starting point. You can then have various floggers. Yeah. So you can have ones with material, like rope on the end. You can have, I've seen some with metal spokes before, leather ones as well. I think that's really it with regards to floggers, but there's obviously so many different types. But I think floggers are probably the sort of next level. If you're going to level things, palm is level one, but it can be stepped up to level three.
This paddle, I'd say, looks less terrifying to me than the flogger.
Yeah.
Like this soft paddle.
Yeah. And it... I don't know. I guess it depends on how hard you hit. If you, everything, if you do it gently, it's going to feel different, isn't it? So, yeah, I think it's just the amount of impact you're taking. So you then have things like canes. So they tend to be made of wood. I guess you could probably have a leather cane. I think I have seen them before. And probably plastic as well. They are quite nasty. They are quite nasty. And we'll tell you a little bit about my experience with a cane shortly. Riding crops, one of my favourite. So the good thing, these are level three. If you're going to say level three is top, these are like expert level because they do live a little bit of a sting.
I'm just playing with it now, actually. And it looks like it would leave quite a mark.
It does. It does, definitely. You're only really supposed to hit with the end at the little that, but obviously you've got to be really good aim. Really good aim.
I know, obviously, this is a podcast and not a video. So for the sake of our listeners, I'm just going to say, the end of this riding crop is so frayed from use. That is one worn out riding crop.
But
blush. No,
it's still fit for purpose.
I'm blush your gush.
Yeah. Who are you? I don't know. She don't know. She don't know who she is.
My mind is just gone looking at all of these spanking tools.
Are you poorly too?
Making me ill.
So yeah, riding crop is one of my personal faves. You've then got like general whips. And again, these come in various different lengths and sizes. I used to have a really big one from Ann Summers, actually. But it was too big to use in the house.
Do people whip with chains? Have I made this up in my head?
I guess you could. I don't really think it's a standard. Mm. I think it's better to be chained up with chains.
You can whip with tea towels.
Yeah, we'll get onto that. That's the other category. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. And then you've got your paddles. So these can be made out of leather, non-leather. There are vegan leather ones now about, so I've got a few of those. Wood, plastic, rubber, which I've brought one of the rubber ones today, and they are definitely expert level. And I've actually seen some metal ones. They look like a riding crop, but not as long. And then on the edge, there's like a metal paddle. They look quite interesting to be spanked with something cold. Not yet experienced that. And then we've kind of got another category. So that would be
wooden spoons, tea towels, pretty much any kitchen implement,
spatula. Anything you think I could probably, anything long that would leave, you know, a mark. I'm just looking around your room to see what could I spank you with.
This is a PG household.
This is no, I could probably break that. No, if we went into your kitchen, which we're not in your kitchen, I could definitely pull something straight out and be like, right, this is can be used.
You're getting it with this ladle tonight.
Exactly. And what did I have made before? The marine that I was seeing, he made me this whip, which still got somewhere, out of paracord and sort of knotted it.
Whoa.
So like a green, really tough cord, and that leaves quite a nice little sting. It leaves like little dots everywhere. So yeah, I enjoyed using that, definitely.
As always, we have some tips because we like a little tip.
Mm-hmm.
So mark your safe area, which we did briefly touch on. Mm-hmm. Which is to aim for the middle fleshy part of the tushy.
Mm-hmm.
Anything above or below should be avoided, especially if you're a first timer.
Yeah. Say below, very, very gentle spanks, maybe even just like teasing spanks. A tease, if you're going to use a flogger, for example, just like trail it down the back of your leg, up to your bum, and then whack the bum. So you have to maybe do a few practice shots and refine your aim.
Number two, impact matters. So talk to your partner about how slow or fast, rough or gentle. And, you know, do they want a handprint? Do they want it just to be for fun?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
do they want it during, you know, is there certain positions where they don't mind it? They might be bent over and spanked, you know.
Tied up and spanked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Number three, and we do mention this quite a lot, aftercare.
Absolutely.
Is a must. Massage, kiss, rub, cuddle, you know, it's a vulnerable thing to have happened. Aftercare is paramount, really.
I don't even think aftercare sounds like once the spanking, obviously it is important once the spanking has ended.
Mm.
But if you're going a bit hard, if you're using like something a bit stronger and it has left a mark, and I've had bruises, I had my skin cut, to actually rub the area.
Yeah.
And what I would say also is try not to hit the same spot. Try and move, mark them out, because...
I mean, because spanking, really, the purpose is if you're making that area really sensitive to touch, mm-hmm. All of your senses are, like, heightened in things. Yeah. So I think it's also important to talk about safe words. I think a lot of people use... I did speak to someone today and they said they use orange and red. Mm-hmm. So orange is like, I'm reaching my limit.
Yeah.
And red is obviously stop, and that needs to be respected.
Reaching your limit but still enjoying it. Mm. But, you know, go caution for doing anything a bit hard.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. Definitely. Should we talk about our own experiences with it then? So do you want to start? Because I think I've probably got more to add than you.
So I've had, like, sort of good experiences, and I've had one quite bad experience, mm-hmm. Which I think is important to discuss, really. So I think most of our listeners will get by now that I am a newbie. So I don't know what point like that expires, really, because it's been about a year.
I think your Instagram post, I think you're already expiring. I think you're there, I think. Few months of me and you are now.
You are.
Corrupt city.
Yeah. But when I was first sort of venturing into this sort of world of sexual liberation, and I was like, I want to just try new things. I've not done this. I've not had sex in forever. And come break my hymen. there was a meet, like one of my first meets, off of a particular kind of like hookup site. And I remember he had brought up the subject of spanking. Now, I haven't really had experience of it up until this point, so I was like, okay, yeah, no, I want to try, you know, how do you know if you don't like something until you try it? Now, we'd only met once previously, mm-hmm. and there was no discussion, there was no like limitations put in, which I now know from talking to you is important. I was restrained, and I actually do have a picture which Gush has seen, so there was no safe word discussed. There was no...
Just when you were in the doorway, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was
that,
like...
That was a really hot picture.
I mean, my hair does look fabulous in it, I'm not going to lie.
It's your ass does as well.
My ass, though. Mm. Like, there was no aftercare. Mm-hmm. There was no checking in to see if I was okay. Like, I had welts, wow. and I was bleeding, and it was not an enjoyable experience for me at all.
Or if you're not into pain, then that's...
Well,
not...
it was my first experience of it as well. Okay. And I just think... Then I decided that that's when I had to go back. Like, maybe let's see some baby steps here, because I felt really out my depth.
What did he spank you with? His hand?
His hand, yeah. So, which goes to show you, really, from that picture, like, how hard I was being hit.
Yeah.
So I dabbled, didn't enjoy it. And then, like, since then, obviously, I do like a bit of rough play. I do like a bit of, like, gentle choking. I do, like, you know, being thrown around a bit, like, being restrained and blindfolded. And like I said, you know, a bit of a spanking in the middle of, like, especially in doggy and things like that, a bit of an appreciation, you know, that they're really enjoying it. I like that. I don't mind that at all. But mine is normally like an in-session thing,
yeah.
rather than yours is like a separate just, thing to
yeah.
to sex, really, isn't it?
Definitely. I just like a dominant man sort of at some point, if I'm being cheeky or something, disrespectful a little bit, you know, a bit gobby, just, you know, putting me over their knee, pulling my pants down and just spanking me.
You enjoy, and like, that's why you said all that pictures, really, I mean, you enjoyed looking at that picture, but...
Yeah.
I kept that picture to kind of remind me, like, yes, I've done it, but also, like, I need to...
That's your lip master.
That was my limit.
Yeah.
Well, that was my limit then. And I just, yeah, this is why I'm like, no, baby steps, mm-hmm. because it really put me off for a long time.
Yeah. But I think it's about having that trust with someone and maybe not getting into spanking necessarily on a first meet, unless you discussed it prior. Like, I am well into, like, if you're into it...
Yeah,
I'm really into it, and you know, our chances are most of the time I'm like, "Is that all you got?" You know, harder.
Thing is, I am submissive. Like I would say, I'm a baby sub.
Baby sub. Do.
Oh my god.
Do. Baby sub.
Kinky bitch.
Do. Kinky bitch. Filthy bitch.
Filthy bitch.
Filthy kinky bitch.
You're all of it.
Filthy kinky dirty bitch.
You're the whole lot.
Whole lot of woman.
Mm.
Sorry about that little song. Thought it was quite funny. So we did it.
The random things we do.
Random things we do. So my experiences then on spanking. So I have been spanked with everything that I've mentioned, actually. Yeah, there's nothing I don't think I haven't. Actually, tell a lie, I've not been spanked with a wooden paddle.
Have you been spanked with a wooden spoon?
I've been spanked with a wooden spoon. and a kitchen spatula. Metal and plastic. Tea towel mini.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
Don't be surprised. You know, it's my thing. It's my thing. Kane.
Utilise those utensils.
Yeah, I do. Well, I think my preference has to be the riding crop, though, because that is nasty. But I like having stripes, but I like them really equal and like level and just going up my bum, from the back of my legs, up my bum. So yeah, that's my...
For you, it's all about the look.
It's all about the look. It's the after look. It's the after feel for me. I want to be spanked and I want to know that I've been spanked the next day. So every time, or for a few days afterwards. So every time I sit down, I then just get turned on. So I'm like, oh.
Like sometimes when you have a really good sex set, you get like a bit of a fanny flutter. I imagine every time you sit down, it's just
fanny flutters everywhere.
Fanny flutters, panty flutters. No.
That's a bit sore.
And then every time I like get out of the bath or shower, I'm just like, let's have a little look and check the... Because it takes a little while to develop. You normally red and... Bit raised, bit sore, bit warm. That was just after spanking. Mm-hmm. And it's not until sometimes that evening the bruises come out, but it's only the next day you start to develop and the purple.
Is there anything that you're like, no, that's my limit with spanking?
I'm not a big fan of being, because you can be spanked on the boobs as well. I'm not really keen on that.
My rubber paddle is very close to my limit. You know, I could not be whacked full pelt with that. I would just cry.
Yeah. I cry whacking myself on the hand with it.
Yeah, so. It is advanced. But again, I think with me, it's the little bit of being scared, the intimidation, you know, the threat of it more than anything.
Mm.
And maybe I'd probably say I'd take... five of them, maybe two on each cheek, maybe three on each cheek maximum. But yeah, not hard, because yeah, it is it is an advanced BDSM toy.
Impact 8. So when do you like, where's the gushing coming from? Is it as you're being hit?
I don't gush from being spanked. I flood.
You flood.
Gushing. It's just being turned on. So I just get so turned on, my pussy just get absolutely like tight, dripping. But it's not squirt, because it's not like watery. It's,
you know, I see.
The vagina lubrication juices.
Yes.
The thick, creamy type.
Lovely.
I love it. Yeah. But have I had a bad experience? I don't think I've actually had a bad experience with it. I've never really safe worded either. I quite like with it being punished. So I, again, with my brattiness, I will play up to receive spanks. And if I'm not getting the spanking that I want, I have done this before, which made one of my exes get very upset, bless him. When I turned around and said to him, is that what you've got? And he was like, I can't do anymore. That issue. No. That's my limit. And yeah, bless him. I think it pushed him a little bit too far. But it's not for everybody. Not everybody can inflict pain on other people. You have to be a little bit sadistic, especially to enjoy it as well.
Yeah. And I can see why. Like, I suppose you would have a limit to receive it, but having a limit to give it as well. Mm.
You definitely need consent with it, because, you know... If you do it to somebody, you leave marks. There's the whole, you know, they could get you in trouble. That type of thing. I know a lot of people, especially a lot of dominants, they have consent forms.
Mm.
So they'll go through everything beforehand. Are you happy with marks being left? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And then you sign and date that. So that is a legal sort of document. So that if, because you don't know what people might go and do. They might have wanted it at the time, then afterwards decided against it, or...
Please sign here.
Yeah, exactly. So just be careful. I think know the person that you're going to get into spanking with, and make sure you've got that trust and
safe words.
Yeah, safe words. Absolutely. Definitely. Also, just on the topic of aftercare with spanking, what is quite a nice touch is actually to have a bit of a bum massage with either some coconut oil, coconut butter, or just traditional just baby oil is quite nice. Just have the area rubbed. While it brings the redness out as well, definitely. Yeah, just some gentle stroking is quite nice. You know, fingertips along the bum, along the spank marks. Yeah, and just brings that sensation back. So, yeah, be gentle, be kind afterwards. Cuddling is accepted sometimes. But, yeah, if it's your first time, definitely, you know, feel needed, wanted. And
just safe.
Aftercare is important.
It is.
Just check in, even if it's just a check in.
With anything sexual, and, you know, check in halfway through as well. Don't just leave it to the end. Like, was that all right? Like, no, actually, you really hurt me.
Right.
Just be like, after maybe the first couple, how was that for you? Is this feeling good? Do you want me to go a bit harder? Do you want me to go a bit softer? Yeah, just communicate is also a big thing. Definitely.
Ooh, toy review.
So this week's toy review, we've put our votes and it is looking like, so Twitter, we only had like 2 votes on there at the moment. On our Instagram, it's looking that the Riding Crop has won. So we had 53%, 9 votes. So it's definitely outweighing most of them. So you all want us to review a level 3 implement. And I've used this, so I'm happy to review this. But I think in the spirit of live, accurate product testing, we are going to do this again for you on the podcast with a twist, because you'd all think it would be me because I enjoy it, but we're going to get the newbie to receive. She's going to receive 3, just 3.
I'll tell you what,
and we'll get her to let me know. So she's just going to, so bend over on the chair. I want you fully bend over, please. And with each...
Be gentle.
I'm going to be gentle. I could be not, and this is not. I won't do that to you because that's mean. I'm going to do 3, and you're going to count for me, okay?
Why?
Because it's part of the dominance thing. Do as you're told, or I will make them harder. So yes, mistress.
Yes, mistress.
Don't look at me. I didn't say you can look at me. Look away. Head down. So this is 1. So make sure you count, otherwise they get harder.
They
like
1. 2.
3.
1.
How was that?
Tolerable.
Tolerable. See, I'm being nice to you. I could not be nice to you. I want you to enjoy this. Okay.
2.
I'm just gonna change my angle now. I'll go for the other cheek. I'm really nice. I'll go for the other cheek. This one might be a little bit harder than the ones before, but not too much. Just I'm quite good with newbies. I'm good with newbies.
Oh,
that was a little bit more. The look she had just given me. If looks could
give
kill,
me that.
I've had the sex toy taken off of me now. And but it's okay, I'm holding the rubber panel so she can't.
You are not fucking coming near me with that.
Do shit to me now. I am in control. I am the boss. So, review.
I feel like you enjoyed that more than me.
I did really enjoy that. I did. And I do love being sub, but I also...
You got that. You have got a domicile.
I love it. Yeah. No, I know. I know. I think I maybe need to...
I'm weak prey, though.
You are. Yeah, you are. And you can't fight against someone that's holding a riding crop.
Absolutely not.
You would not backchat someone. It's not in your interest.
I genuinely did think as well, if I try to play you up, you are going to really whack me with
miss.
That.
You will learn to behave.
I thought I should have done a last will and testament. Agree to anything with you.
Wow. She did actually say earlier on, you're not hearing me with nothing. Yeah, you're not. I was like, we'll see. And we got into it. And then, partway through the podcast, she agreed. I should be doing our
coerced.
But
yeah, where's my bum massage?
To be fair, we have Tropical Island Boy on his way. So I will make him do the aftercare when he should arrive.
Okay. Fair deals.
So come on then.
How was it?
It wasn't bad, but I...
Are you going to buy one?
Probably I won't go riding crop. Mm-hmm. I'm considering possibly a paddle or a flogger.
Paddle, I would say...
A gentle paddle.
Start with a paddle. The flogger's nice for, like, draping over your other areas of your skin before doing it, but... And it is a nice feeling.
Sexy story time with Gush and Blush.
It's that time of the podcast for SST. Sexy story time. Is your turn this week?
It is me this week, and I found a little something to read. So here we go. And it's on the topic of missionary, because we did sort of think, and we did a post, didn't we, where I said it's underrated. It is a good position. So here we go. Missionary is really raw. The eye locking, the connections, the energy, the in-between kisses, and choking and scratching. You just don't like it because it requires too much intimacy.
They're nice.
How's that?
That's sassy and sexy.
The blocked ear, the congestion, the swollen glands, is that adding to the effect? Is it better than last week's? Should I be ill every week? No,
it's not. Because you're mean to me when you're ill.
I am. And I keep hitting you. You just went to the kitchen to make me tea, and what did I do?
Chase me out there.
Yeah.
Spanked me.
What did I have in my hand?
One of these many torture devices.
It was the flogger.
Was it the flogger?
But I actually spanked you with my hand.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's fine. You're welcome. I enjoyed it. It's good fun. So coming up on next week's podcast, episode 12, is all about cum fetish. So we did a poll originally, one of our first podcasts. This is fetishes in general. So we're just going to pick one and go with that.
See, you've had your pumpkin pie. Now it's time for your cream pie.
Cream pie, that's it.
Cream pie.
Christmas is coming early, definitely with my Love Honey calendar. So yeah, we'll talk all things cum fetish next week.
Have fun, play safe, take care.
Bye-bye.